All right, what's up, guys? 615 guys here. I'm Jackson Lee. I'm joined with Sean Redmond. Sean,
what's up?
All right, we got Connor Gannon here.
How you doing?
And we got Denton Dawson.
What's up, guys?
This episode is brought to you and sponsored by Jeff Gannon, State Farm Agency. Make sure y'all go check him out. And you know, locally here right now, we actually have a snowstorm. That's going to be that's a big thing right now.
Yeah, I think we have about 4 inches of snow. I actually went out in my yard last night at about 1 a.m. with a yardstick, and I actually measured how much snow there was, because the last time we got this much snow, I mean, we hadn't been through puberty yet.
I mean, we did.
I was in fifth grade.
I barely remember it.
Yeah. I mean, Connor still hasn't gone through puberty, but, yeah, I mean, it was a long time ago, so, I mean, I was very excited. I mean, I went outside, no shoes, shorts, barely had a shirt
on. Why didn't you have shoes on? That's kind of dumb.
Well, you see here, I was born in Alaska. You know, I'm meant for the snow.
Really?
Like, I think I was created with snow.
So, if the cold doesn't bother you, what are you, cold or?
He never wears sleeves for baseball games. I have noticed that. You never wear sleeves for baseball games.
Yeah, I don't wear sleeves. A couple of times it's accidental, but I've just never really got cold. And to answer your question, Connor, I don't know. I've always wondered that. If something doesn't get cold, are they cold-blooded or hot-blooded?
Yeah.
Because I think it's cold-blooded.
You mean warm-blooded?
Warm-blooded,
yeah. But see, they're
all synonyms.
But see, if you're cold-blooded, you're cold, right? But then
whose blood
would be cold on purpose?
If you're warm-blooded, you would be warm in the cold, right?
Yeah, but I think we're all warm-blooded, and y'all get cold. I don't know. So I think I'm just a different breed. Just a cold-blooded kid.
I mean, let me put you on. Like, after a good workout, I've been going outside since it snowed. Like, best feeling ever. Like, no shirt on. It just feels amazing.
I don't know about that. See,
I was just super hot and sweaty, and it just cools
you
off.
Get cold.
I mean, after a minute, yeah. But
I thought about just laying in the snow after our Zoom workout today.
Oh, my gosh. Coach Williams, if you're listening to this, man.
That was brutal.
You killed us.
Yeah, if we had another set, I think I would have quit the team.
For a minute, I thought we had 5 sets, and I was terrified
for my life. So, guys, for baseball, since we're snowed in right now, we had to do a workout on a Zoom call. And our strength and conditioning coach, Coach Williams, he led it from the comforts of, I guess, his living room while we were in our floors doing push-ups, planks, squats.
Lots of jumping.
Yep. Yeah, lots of jumping.
Jackson, didn't you say you threw up?
I did. I said hello to my breakfast this morning.
Yeah. Jackson had a nice morning.
You had a good workout in.
Yeah. It was not fun. And legitimately, I kid you not, you could have put my face next to the snow and it's the same color. I got so pale. It was bad.
I was sweating very uncomfortably for 9 in the morning.
When he said we could go, I took a 30-minute nap in my floor because I couldn't get up.
Oh, like the floor is the best feeling after
hard
practice
or
workout.
Absolutely. Yes.
Best feeling ever.
I took a nice 3-hour nap. I was a little late to
it. He was a little late to production. We almost had to start without you, didn't we?
Yeah, Connor called me and was like, dude, we already recorded the first episode.
he completely missed sound check.
Yeah, I came for the good parts.
Yeah, he came. He got here just in time.
It's like stretching. You know, I just don't mess with it. I just, you know, like the wise Kent Murphy said, you know, why waste your energy on something stupid like stretching? So I just showed up for the podcast. You know, y'all can check my mic for me.
We did that. I mean, that wasn't a big deal, but you know,
y'all gonna go sledding today?
Absolutely.
Obviously.
Most likely.
I think we need to go back to the Five Oaks Driving Range.
Yeah.
That's the place to be if you're listening. Five Oaks Driving Range. If there's still snow while you're listening to this, go there right now.
You'll get a good sled in and a good workout in.
Yeah. Walking back up, it's like a half marathon.
That's the one thing I don't like about
it. Like
you'll go down 5 times and be done.
It's like a fair ride. You know, you get your 3 turns in and you're like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah.
Never come back.
Yeah.
Good analogy.
Yeah. Is it still snowing?
It was coming down. You see, like whenever, because me and Connor, we can't get out right now. We can't drive. So we had the glory of walking 1 mile to the studio today. And that sucked.
Actually, I got a ride.
Oh, you got a ride?
Yeah, I got a ride.
He's privileged.
Okay, so let's take that back then. I had the privilege of walking 1 mile to the studio today.
Yep, uphill.
Yeah, uphill. And I do have my sled. So whenever I walk back, I'll just sled down the hill. But
you're not going sledding after this?
Well, sledding is way better at night, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, it's nice sledding during the snow. like yesterday. There's some flurries coming in.
I think we should build a snowman.
Yeah,
sounds like a great idea.
My sister built one, but it was very small. She didn't have my help.
Like last night, like as it was coming down.
No, she made it this morning. My dad went out at 1 a.m. last night and made a snow angel just himself, just by himself. 50-year-old man just went outside and just made a snow angel. I've had the lucky privilege of being everyone's Uber driver this week. So
you're the only one that can drive.
Yeah, 4-wheel drive, baby.
The whole tank, haven't you?
Two days ago, I had 256 miles. I'm at 80 right now.
Wow.
That's crazy.
You've been driving everywhere.
Yeah. 4-wheel drive the whole time.
Sean, have y'all been doing anything for soccer?
Soccer? No, we haven't been able to get out. I've been working out by myself. Like, everything's pretty much just by yourself, but we're not allowed to do anything together, like, as a team.
Is he sending y'all workouts?
No. I mean, our travel coach, he did send us, push-ups, go for a run, sit-ups. Nothing, special, though.
Just suggestions?
Yeah.
Do sit-ups.
Yeah.
Do a mile. Okay, coach. I'm going to do that. Right on it.
Well, say, for this week, it was supposed to be our first official week of practice, if any of you listeners didn't know. It's supposed to be our first official week of practice where coaches can interact with us and stuff. And, of course, that all got taken away.
Snowed a little bit.
Yeah. This is, the funny thing about Tennessee, this is, the first time we've seen, real snow in, a millennium. Yeah. Like you said.
And
Connor wasn't even, none of us at puberty yet.
Yeah, well,
you may have, Jack. You hit it in, second grade.
That's very true, but
I had sideburns in the seventh grade.
I would compare Denton. If y'all don't know what Denton looks like, Denton's a walking Wolverine.
Yeah, I would say that's a pretty good comparison. My muscles might be a little bit bigger, but I've had the sideburns, the mutt chops since about seventh grade.
I remember that. I was terrified of you actually. Every time I saw that, I was just like, my gosh,
and I was like,
guys.
And I was 5'8" in seventh grade, which in perspective was huge.
Yeah,
and,
big.
I'm a junior now, and I'm 5'8" and a half.
must be nice to be 5'8".
Yeah. I mean, Jackson's 6'4".
Minus a foot.
You can tell by his very masculine voice.
He's
very tall. Connor and Sean are 5'4", I'd say.
Pretty tiny.
Yeah. They're pretty small.
5'4" plus an inch, or not an inch, a foot.
A foot.
Plus a foot.
Minus two. Give or take a couple feet, probably.
Just a couple.
Yeah.
It's crazy how bipolar our weather is.
It's going to be 64 next Wednesday.
A week or two ago.
This weekend is supposed to be 60.
Well, Saturday is 32. Sunday, I think it gets up to 50. But Wednesday, the high is 64. To put that in perspective, yesterday was Wednesday, and it was, 12 degrees?
It was pretty cold, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, and today is 30, so it's a little bit warmer. Yeah.
About a week or two ago, I was, at practice in a short sleeve shirt and shorts. But,
it's definitely, weird. And it'll rain one day, snow the next, sunny in 75 one day.
Yeah, I mean this snow's gonna melt pretty quick. I feel like.
Yeah, if the sun comes out,
it's starting to come back down again. Actually,
we got our first snow in November, I think it was, and then it was a dry spell from there.
Well, let's put in perspective of what snow is really like here.
Well, when it's 70 on Christmas.
I feel like it's been 70 on Christmas the last 3 years.
I feel like for the past 3 or 4 years I could go swimming on Christmas if I wanted to.
I remember when I was 8, it snowed on my birthday. But ever since then, I could have a pool party on my birthday, and it's in December.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Because we've always gotten more snow in your March and your February's.
Yeah,
it's always been how it is.
December's the very end of January and February is our
core snow time. That's our snow time.
You know, 21 people have died of this snowstorm. The people in Texas, they're going crazy.
They don't know how to act.
Yeah, their pipes are
bursting. Because it never snows there?
I guess. But
when was the last time it did snow there?
When you try not to laugh, everything's so much funnier.
I feel like you always in the worst situations, it's always the easiest to laugh.
Yes, it is. Like when a coach or teacher's yelling at you,
my God,
you better not laugh.
And the worst.
You look at the
you look at your friend and you're trying to hold it in. Yeah.
The worst is
look at that funny friend.
The worst is whenever you're
making jokes.
You're talking to your coach, or your coach is talking to you, and they're yelling at you, and they voice crack.
Coach Teeter.
Shout out Coach Teeter. Yeah. For listening.
Winfrey Bryant, head coach.
Jake's,
we were ballers
back then. Jake's dad, when he coached our travel ball team when we were like 10, whenever he tried to give a motivational speech, his voice would always crack. He'd be like, come on, boys, you got a big day today out there.
Yeah, but Coach Teeter would be mad, and he did it.
The thing about Coach Teeter, you could always tell he was mad by the vein in the side of his head.
Yes, because he was bald, so you could see it easily.
Do y'all have any nicknames for him, like Teeter Tot or...
No, I don't think we ever gave him a nickname.
I mean, we used to say Teeter Tots, right? Yeah.
Did we? I never called him Teeter Tot.
What's a Teeter? Isn't that like a toy company? You know, like it's not
Toyota.
Lincoln Logs.
It's a car company.
It's not Lincoln Logs. Let's see if I can find it.
I know what you're talking about. I've heard of it.
Yeah,
like
let's see here.
I feel like I know what you're talking about.
Teeter.
Shout out Coach Teeter once more.
Toys.
He's a great coach. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's we were legit.
We were good.
You know, I was rocking the headband back then. That was
The long hair.
That was my Rapunzel days.
I still have your contact in my phone is still like a girl for like long hair. Yeah, like it's like short long hair. You know what I mean, like down to the shoulders.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was every time I look at it, I just remember the
Jackson,
good old
how
times.
How long did you have that? Like 8 years or something?
It was since like I think I started growing out like second grade, honestly, there.
So when freshman year.
Eighth grade year. Or like, I had it all eighth grade year, and then I cut it
going
the summer
into
going into freshman year.
Yeah, you had the Goldilocks.
You see, now it's starting
mom,
to come back.
Mom haircut.
Yeah.
The locks are starting to come back. Now, I'm not going to hop on that train.
No. You should not.
Shout out to people who don't have mullets.
My boy
like
Braden.
All of us here.
Yeah. Doing good with your life.
Yeah.
Actually, Sean, yours is getting
pretty
nice long. It's not a mullet, though.
Yeah,
I would not advise that. Was a really big thing for a while there. Was that during like quarantine around there?
Bullets?
I remember.
Everyone started growing their hair out. Like,
I remember
leave
like
the house.
No haircut
like,
places.
Right growing. Before our season started, Jake Ferguson and Ty got
mullets.
Theirs were probably the most doable that I've seen. Braden, yours isn't bad. The three lines isn't my favorite. But,
Adidas. If you're,
yeah.
I mean, if you're sponsored
by
Adidas,
it'd be
that would that would be yeah, that would be hard.
Taylor?
Yeah,
got the
isn't it terrible?
Cut in your hair,
John. Yours is starting to be halfway. You just got to commit. John has one.
Thompson?
Yeah, but his is like undecided. His is kind of like Sean. Like it was a mullet, but now it's in the stage to where like it's a flip of a coin. So just commit to something, man.
I'm probably fixing to get mine trimmed up a little bit, actually. Clean it up a little bit. It's kind of getting out of control, I'm not going to lie.
How long did you have your hair? Because you didn't cut your hair for a long time, did you?
I think it was like the second longest it's been. During quarantine, I grew it out like the whole entire time and got it cut like the week before school. But this time, I only got it cut because Coach Wakefield said we had to clean up. But then nobody ended up getting their hair cut, so I probably wouldn't have got it cut. But
you did the right thing.
Yeah, I mean, it was probably the best haircut I've gotten because I usually get it cut too short. Let's see here.
When was the last time you shaved?
Where'd you go?
The shave, dude.
I what'd you say?
Where'd you go?
Shout out to Great Clips. Everywhere else was closed.
Yep. Free sponsorship.
Yeah. I think I had 30 minutes before practice, and my regular barber was closed, and Great Clips was literally the only place open, so I had to go there. She cut both my ears, but it was
I don't think you could pay me to go to Great Clips.
I'm
gonna be honest.
Honestly, the best haircut I've gotten.
Great Clips, if you're listening,
sponsor us.
Yeah,
I mean, if we need the sponsor,
I just shouted you out.
I also dissed you at the same time.
Just minus the part of us cutting his ears.
I think I had gotten a haircut like before October, so it had been a little while. But I've thought about trimming up the beard a little bit, but my razor broke, so it wasn't meant to be. So I think that's a sign.
That's how you know it. You should just stay.
Never shave.
Yeah. You're not going to get your full Wolverine experience if you.
Yeah, I think senior year I'm going to try to have the lumberjack beard.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, like nipple length, you know.
Oh
so
yeah.
I can really braid it. Really be intimidating.
With all the snow, do y'all think the basketball teams will be playing? It's supposed to be a tournament going on.
Are they even allowed to practice right now?
There's no way they can get
out. Yeah, I don't think so.
No sports are allowed to play right now.
Yeah. It's their end of the year tournament was coming up. I don't know if it was supposed to be this week.
No, it was Friday.
This was Friday?
Yeah, the district tournament was Their first game is Friday.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, it'll get rescheduled for canceled. Sure. No, it'll get
rescheduled. It'll reschedule next week probably. Yeah,
probably next week. I think we actually, the first games, our boys and girls both host.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they're both at home.
The higher seed.
Yeah.
Girls will host all the way through.
Yeah, our boys are the four seed, and we play, I think, Central, who's the five seed. I think our boys are on, like, an eight-game win streak or something crazy.
Yeah, and our girls are the one seed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our boys beat, like, the one, two, and three seed, like, all back to back. At the end of the year, yeah.
They've been playing really good.
What seed were they before that?
I don't know.
They were low.
It was really? Not good.
They weren't doing good.
Shout out to Green Hill. You were trash. I have no clue how you were, like, second in the district because, well, we beat y'all by 20.
That was
y'all were
the game.
Y'all were so free.
Dog water.
Kind of bad. Who was it? We beat Beach the night before.
Yep. Station Camp.
Y'all were all right, I guess. And then Station Camp had had Tyler.
Station Camps, though, they've been good for, like, the past, like, couple years, haven't they?
Their basketball team.
Yeah, no, everything sounds terrible.
Shout out to Tyler. You're welcome for bullying you the entire game.
Oh, yeah, I kind of feel bad. I didn't feel bad.
Was that number three?
I don't know.
Yeah, the one where we would clap and cheer if he had the ball.
If he passed it, we'd go, aw.
Yeah. Now, I will give Tyler credit.
He ended up dropping like 8 points.
When we started doing that, he kind of went off.
He was not going to lie. Was.
Yeah. And then there was the kid from Green Hills, or maybe it was Beach. I would go, "Hey!" when he got
that. That was Green Hill.
Yeah.
That was Green Hill. Yeah, I remember that.
He ended up scoring. I feel like after we heckle people, they get better.
They do get better.
I mean, that should be like how it is, though.
Maybe we should compliment them. Like, that's what I was doing with Tyler. I was like, good. I was like, come on, buddy. When you're ready, you got it. Just like we practiced.
So, we got a good student section, I would say.
Yeah. Shout out to Devil's Lair.
Yeah,
you absolutely have to change the name to Lebanon Barstool. I think every other Twitter account in our district is inner school Barstool. Like, we got Mount Juliet Barstool, Green Hill Barstool. I think Central's is like that, too. So, Devil's Lair is nothing wrong with being unique. But. Yeah, but I mean, I say it's time we hop on the trend, makes us sound more professional. Devil's Lair is cool, but I think Lebanon Barstool is the way to go, unless someone already has that as a name.
I don't know, but we are like the top standard for all student sections, I would say.
We
have not faced a good student section all year. Granted, we did get quite a few games taken away. It is COVID season.
I fully believe we have the best student section. We have loyal fans because, I mean, even when Lebanon was bad at every single sport, our student section would talk so much trash. Yeah. I mean, we have a great student
section.
Yeah,
but it's nice that we can back it up now.
Yeah, yeah. Basketball.
Because we're all here now. Sean's going to lead our soccer team.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, old Shane. Mm-hmm. Then he'll be the football kicker. Maybe they'll convert him to a quarterback and
possibly
then go undefeated. Him and Jalen can split the touches back there.
That would be pretty neat to see you as quarterback. Yeah. I would pay to do some pooch kicks.
Throw a 90-yard dime.
Yeah.
No. Or the win. Kick a 90-yard dime. I don't know how to throw.
Do you think you could tackle somebody?
What?
Do you think you could tackle somebody?
I mean,
Did you see him try to tackle this year? You can't tackle. There was one time.
You did not make the tackle.
He was running out of bounds, and I pushed him out.
Do you think you could tackle either of them?
I mean, if I had to, yes.
With pads on.
What?
With pads on.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You could maybe get me. There's no way you could get me.
No, maybe not Connor.
I could get you, Jackson, for sure.
How much open space are you talking? Like Oklahoma drill, or are we talking like you get 20 yards?
20 yards is hard to tackle for
anybody. Yeah.
I mean, I do have quick feet, though, because I am a soccer player.
Like, I mean, you're just talking, you're at opposite ends of a table, and you're just running.
I would say if we did that, Oklahoma would have to be the best way to go.
I feel like if Jackson didn't have a lot of space to move, you could most definitely tackle him.
Maybe not Connor, but yeah, I think
Oklahoma is when you have
two linemen,
offense and defense, and then a linebacker and a running back.
I mean, but you got to, like, I have never learned how to tackle or hit, so, like, I mean, you can't, like,
throw
shame.
You're a kicker, you shouldn't have to learn.
I mean, yeah.
Well, a little bit, because you're on kickoff. You got to be able to tackle if you're forced to.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, if the kickers are taught to, like, run at an angle and just push them out of bounds.
Yeah, you're the safety.
Yeah.
The safety guy.
Yeah.
You're the last resort, Sean.
Yeah, because I feel like the kickers...
I mean, if he makes it all the way to me, then you know you just did a bad job.
Yeah, our kickoff team did a terrible job.
Yeah, but I mean, I think they teach in the pros and, like, in college, the kicker's job is create an angle on him to where all you have to do is push him out of bounds. Because they know, you know, a kicker's not going to be able to tackle, like, DeQuante and stuff.
So right.
Just I mean, that's right. Like, there was one, like, my first ever kickoff, I remember. I kicked it off, and then I ran down the field a couple yards, and I see a hole open up like clear as day. And like,
did you poop your pants?
Oh, I pooped my pants. I pooped a break.
Let's be clear. This was actually his fifth kick because the first four went out of bounds.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
They started chanting, get a new kicker.
We don't talk about
bad.
Yeah, that was a bad.
Did he tell you to kick it out of bounds?
No, he did not. All right, the first one was going to be a touchback, but then it rolled out of bounds. Like, at the second yard.
Sarah Fuller. Sean's been learning from you.
Yeah. But my first ever kickoff, I kicked it downfield, and I see a hole open up wide as day. And I saw it before him, too, and I was like, oh, please do not turn down here. Please do not turn down here. And then, as soon as, a second rolls by, and I see him, turn towards that hole. And he runs straight at me. Like, he's running, a good 20 miles per hour. I was scared.
Flat-footed. Yeah, he had a radar gun in his eye.
I was scared. I was sprinting just to get even with him, let alone, tackle him. Just to get even. I mean, I slowed him down a little bit. Do you remember Gallatin?
That was our first game, right?
First ever kickoff.
I don't really remember that.
Oh yeah, I remember that. You were tackle?
I was I was sprinting just to get even. He was running
I didn't make the tackle. You crazy? I'm a kicker.
It was your very first time. I've been on that field.
Yeah, that was it. A first ever time. But I stopped him a little bit, but he did get tackled. It was a little bit farther back.
But it's because you slowed him down.
Yeah, I did. Yes. Right. Yeah. Yes.
Good job, Shane. You did good.
Force him to the line. Slowed him down.
That is your job, yeah.
After kicking out of bounds four times.
No, that was bad.
Well, it seemed like every game. Yeah. Hey, you made your field
goal. He made improvements.
Hey, didn't you make like a 40-yarder your first time?
It was I think it was 35.
There's no way.
It was pouring rain.
Yeah, I remember that.
There was no way you did
that against Gallatin. Dirty game. What?
That was so bad.
Hey, we went up 3-0 on Gallatin.
I felt so sick.
We should have beat him.
We were up 3-0, and I was like, okay, yeah, Shane with the field goal. Okay.
I felt so sick after that game just because we were just standing in the cold.
Yeah, I remember that. That was before I played.
So I was sitting there right.
I made the student section do a Connor Gannon chant when you got in your first game.
that was a special moment.
I remember
that. Come on, let's cheer for Connor.
I almost started crying, to be honest. Tears of joy.
Tears of joy.
And then you made a tackle. I don't know if it was that.
No, it was after I made the tackle. That's when y'all did.
Was it with the broken arm, too?
No, I broke my thumb. Yeah.
The Jason Pierre-Paul
cast. I think 2 weeks after that.
Yeah. I mean, you just had to hit people on the head with that. I mean, that should have been a cheat code.
Yeah.
I mean, your stats should have gone up.
I would have paid. I'll pay money to see that guy try to put sleeves on again with that cast on.
Hey, putting pads on just in general is hard.
It's a workout.
Taking it off is hard.
Yes. I was always so nervous, in between, if we were playing Typhoon, we had, a double header, and I took off my pads in between games.
Do I have enough time to put them on?
I only have 30 minutes to put on my pads. I'm not going to make it.
Yeah. Might as well just keep them on.
Did you have, kicker pads?
No, I had, I had lineman pads, I think it was. I got mine super late, and
those broad shoulders you got there.
Yeah. It had a back plate and everything, and it was all junky. It was terrible.
Because kickers in the NFL wear a cardboard box for pads, because you can't touch them.
It probably would have been better than mine, honestly.
Yeah, and then they wear their leg pads.
They just wear shorts.
The knee pads mess you up.
Really?
Yeah, it's you can't bend your knee properly. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, kicking's a whole lot harder than people think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Coming from a soccer player, it is really hard.
Yeah.
Whenever I try it, it just goes straight. It doesn't go up or, straight down.
You kick an onside kick.
Sort of, kind of.
The first time I kicked a field goal, I was like, this is going to be a breeze. And, I mean, it went, an inch off the ground. And I, broke my toe in the process.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. It hurts my toe.
Yeah, because I just kick it straight on. I don't do the side of the foot.
Did they have, kicker cleats or something?
I mean, there's you pretty much just use soccer cleats for kicking.
Ken told me that he just uses soccer cleats.
Yeah, he played. For a while, the guy in the NFL that had the longest field goal ever, he played for the Saints, and he didn't have any toes. He didn't have any toes. He had half of a foot.
Oh yeah, he had a little block on the thing, and just kicked it straight.
He had half of a foot, and he had the record for the longest field goal. Peyton Manning did a thing with a guy who kicked with no shoes on. I forget the guy's name. I guess I can look it up, but Peyton's places on his show.
He
kicked field goals without shoes on.
That was a big trend back in the day.
I watched one episode of Peyton's places. What does he do?
He'll have on different players, and then whatever they're mainly known for, they'll talk about it. He had Franco Harris. If you know who that is, he's a Steelers guy, the Immaculate Reception.
Yeah,
and he had him on, and he was asking him, and he was like, did you really drop that pass? And I think he's had Brady
he's
on.
Pretty much exposing like every like conspiracy with NFL like that there is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What was I going to say?
Tony Franklin, Rich Carlos, and Mike Lansford kicked without shoes.
All three of those guys?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive, honestly.
Yeah.
It was like a big deal until like they realized like it doesn't help you at
all.
Hey,
shoes are kind of like actually better to kick with.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Who would have thought the shoes?
My dad actually kicked barefoot back in the day.
My dad was a punter in high school. He's a big deal. He's a linebacker and punter.
You don't see those often.
Yeah. I think he was like linebacker, tight end, and punter.
Yeah, my dad was a kicker, defensive back, corner.
Was he fast or was he pretty big?
No, he was the average, just like 5'10" white guy, the average slowish speed.
Right.
Just had very.
I mean, you don't need speed to punt, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, but I mean,
you gotta have a strong foot.
Yeah, but it is weird that he was a linebacker and tight end and punter.
Yeah.
One of the best things after a football game. Waffle House.
That's
the best thing after a
very
football
good.
Game.
Yes.
Because it's the only thing open late at night. Mm-hmm. You're tired and you're hungry, obviously. And breakfast food just hits different.
Yeah, I got a question for y'all.
Waffle House after 12.
Some people have this order very wrong, but Cracker Barrel, IHOP, Waffle House, rank them.
Okay, well.
There is a correct answer.
Waffle House number one.
Wrong.
Nope.
Not even
Wait,
close.
What are the what
yes.
are three?
You're crazy.
IHOP, Waffle House, and
Cracker Barrel. All right,
I don't go to IHOP.
So obviously, Cracker Barrel's number one.
I'm not
first
a
off.
Cracker Barrel. I'm not
Cracker
lie.
Barrel's
not
so
fan.
Good. It makes you feel so full, which kind of feels gross, but it's good because you're like, man, I'm not hungry anymore.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. IHOP's number two. Waffle House is number three.
Well, pancakes are better than waffles.
Waffle
so,
House
yeah,
is that's number one on that. My list. I'm not gonna lie. Waffle House is a number one. Their hash browns just hit.
Okay, their hash browns
yeah,
are
well,
good.
It's like Waffle House is like the Walmart and like the McDonald's. You know, like, it's reliable. You know, like, you probably have the most memories there, but the quality.
Yeah, you've probably gone
IHOP,
there more than
IHOP. IHOP is so much better. No, I've actually been to Waffle House.
I think I've only
least.
Been to IHOP
really?
Once. Like, honestly, there's not really an IHOP anywhere near here, is there?
No, there's one in Mount Juliet, but,
I don't go in there.
During fall break, I'd always go to Destin, Florida, and, on the day we would leave, we would go to IHOP every
There's a
year.
Bunch of IHOPs in Florida.
Yeah, and this past beach trip, we went to IHOP, I think, twice. We went to Waffle House a lot, though, because right across from our hotel was Waffle House. So if we got hungry at, like, 2 a.m., we would just walk across the street and go to Waffle
that
House.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. Waffle House, I mean, that's the convenience of it. It's open 24/7. It's like right. McDonald's.
Yeah, we go to McDonald's, too, after games.
McDonald's is so good.
Yeah. That hits
like, surprisingly, like, 11 o'clock, like, late at night, like, it's a long line.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I mean, it's always packed.
And,
you'll probably
there's
take
no one
an hour,
there.
30 minutes to an hour to get your food.
We were, like, a good, like, three or four in line, and it took a good hour just to get our food.
All right, so.
McFlurries are so underrated.
Yes, and.
Never had one.
Never had.
You've never had a McFlurry?
Never had
are
a
you
McFlurry.
Serious right
never
now?
Had
neither
one.
One of you?
Never had
Why
one.
Why not?
We're walking
I mean,
McDonald's after
their
this.
Ice cream machine is always broken.
Always broke, yeah.
But,
I thought that was just like
a
joke. I didn't know it was actually
No,
it's always
like I mean,
are you serious?
If you go to
vanilla cone,
if you go to McDonald's six times, their ice cream machine's probably gonna be broken 3 to 4 times.
Yeah,
out of the six.
Yeah,
I thought it was
broken.
Just like a joke.
Yeah, broken. Yeah,
I didn't know it was actually broken.
Well, it's not. I think they just after a while they just shut it down.
They're tired
it's
of
weird.
Making ice cream. I don't
That's
know.
That's funny.
All right, Connor, top five food chains. Go.
All right,
fast food. Right.
So
yes,
are we including Chick-fil-A or no?
If it is your number one, you can say it.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to.
Start at five.
Oh, number five?
Yeah.
Okay. So the places I go to the most in Lebanon, Tennessee is Arby's, Taco Bell, McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, and Zaxby's.
All right. What's
Zaxby's number one?
What's the order?
No, that's
what's
not
the
order.
Oh, okay.
I just
okay.
named them out. Number Zaxby's five. I'm sorry, Jackson. I'm going to have to say Arby's.
You're crazy.
I'm sorry.
You were crazy.
Yeah. Hey, the fact it's in your top five, I can respect it.
Okay. Kind of keep going. Keep
and then, okay, I'm, number four, I got McDonald's.
Okay. I mean, it's just a mediocre.
Number
not bad.
Or reliable.
You can't go wrong with McDonald's.
Number three is Zaxby's.
You better not put Taco Bell at number one.
Taco Bell at number two. I was gonna put. Then I got Chick-fil-A at number one.
All right.
That's a respectable list, I would say.
I'd say that was a very safe list.
Yeah. Nobody can really get mad at me.
Forget safe lists. You know, I'm just jumping out the gate. Let's see. Let's figure out what I go to the most. Okay, so for no reason, I love Dairy Queen. Dairy Queen, Zaxby's, McDonald's. We'll say Arby's and Chick-fil-A. I'll put on there.
Okay.
Arby's and Burger King are interchangeable. I'll put them at number five. Number four. Let's see here. Actually, we'll say Arby's five, Burger King four, McDonald's three, Dairy Queen two, Zaxby's one.
Dairy Queen two?
Forget Chick-fil-A.
What do you get at Dairy Queen?
Dude, their chicken strip basket's amazing.
And it's cheap.
And their Blizzard
chicken shrimp basket?
No. Chicken strip
basket. Chicken strip basket.
Okay. Y'all want to hear a list? This is the real list. Yeah, it's not even close. Number five, Zaxby's. Okay. It's good.
Like that.
It's top five. Yeah.
Underrating
top
five.
I agree.
It's good. I actually want Zaxby's. If it's open at Amazon,
yeah, I'm gonna get it.
Number four, Zaxby's.
What?
It's so good. It makes five and four.
I meant Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A at four.
Yes. I didn't even have it in my top five.
Yeah, but you don't like it.
I wrote it down.
Okay.
Anyways, so we're at Zaxby's at five.
Okay, and four.
And four with an honorable mention of Chick-fil-A.
Four. Okay. Interchangeable. Yeah.
All right. Number three, safe choice, not good, not bad, McDonald's. It's right there.
Oh, reliable.
Yeah. Solid.
Oh, reliable.
Yeah, it's good.
Number two, Taco Bell. People hate on Taco Bell way too much.
I feel like Taco Bell's mainstream now.
It's been closed for cheap. A couple months now, and I'm having withdrawals.
The North Cumberland
I miss it so much.
I will legitimately North drive to Mount Juliet.
Yeah, but I don't want to drive 20 minutes to go get Taco Bell.
I will.
You're feeling it. Also, are we counting Sonic as a...
We'll leave it out.
All right. Yes. Number one. And this, I honestly don't even think this is close. Arby's.
No.
Okay.
No.
They have the meats, guys.
No.
They have them.
No.
What other place has the
what
meats?
What is your problem? You have Arby's
what do you get?
Number
think
one.
About,
what do you get?
Think about how good their fries are.
Their curly fries?
Okay, no. Yes.
The curly fries are good. Their cheese sticks are kind of good.
Their sliders?
I'm so hungry.
Are so good. Cheese sticks, so good.
You get that much stuff from Arby's?
Well, no. I mean, but there's like a wide range of stuff, and there's so many types of meat you can get. Give your
they do have meat. Yeah, they do have the meats.
Beef and cheddar.
Just ask
you're correct.
Amazing.
All
right, it shouldn't even be close.
You might as well just stop.
The downside about Arby's, and it is Taco Bell too. You can ask Fernando. We get Fernando Arby's for the first time.
Oh, gosh.
And, my bathroom still hasn't recovered.
neither has his floor.
Yes, it did some serious damage to my bathroom.
And to Ian's carpet.
That can be a topic for another day.
Yeah, topic for another day on Fernando's
Sean,
pooping habits.
Sean, what do you got?
All right, my top five, I'm going to have to put...
a pretty good list here.
Yeah, I'm going to have to put five. Like, some of you might not even have this. I'm going to say In-N-Out. In-N-Out is
well, we just
good.
Don't have
In-N-Out.
One.
Yeah.
Here.
Where do you live? California?
I mean, I've visited California a couple times because my sister goes to school there, but
In-N-Out. I've heard
In-N-Out is
good.
It is good. Number four, I'm going to have to go with Zaxby's. A couple of you had four Zaxby's. Number three,
Jackson had five and four.
Number three, McDonald's. Solid.
Yeah, I feel like it was number three for all of us.
McDonald's. Now, number two, none of you have said this, but I'm going to go with Panda Express.
I forgot about
I forgot about Cookout too. Cookout's good. It's just not close to y'all.
I don't go there enough.
But Panda Express. I love Panda Express. They're always
my brother loves
place. Good. And number one, I have to go with Wendy's. Their cheese fries just beat anything.
Their fries are nasty.
Their fries are
no offense, Wendy's. Yeah, you want to sponsor?
Cheese fries, so good. Baconator fries, so good. The bacon cheese fries.
We'll shout out the West Main Burger King for being absolute troopers because they're literally the only place that's been open the entire time.
And they're cheap.
Y'all are some absolute troopers.
Studs. Mm-hmm. Absolute studs.
Yeah. I mean, they've been literally the only place to open.
I think this is a good time to bring up our sponsor, right? Some things in life are just automatic, like State Farm agent Jeff Gannon offering great neighbor service plus surprisingly great rates on auto insurance. Actually, if you were to contact Jeff Gannon right now, you'd find you could have some of those surprisingly great rates and good neighbor service. Well, right away, as in automatically, give Jeff Gannon here a call today. He thinks you'll be automatically happy you did. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, baby. Shout out our sponsor, once again, Jeff Gannon. We appreciate your service, man.
Providence Marketplace.
That was by far the best he's ever read that.
Yes. Yeah, I've been practicing.
This man has been reading that.
It's tough to read out loud.
Yeah, it's long.
It's a lengthy thing.
But the first time Connor read that, it was hilarious.
It was
just
I'm a robot.
It has insert guy's name here, and he would just read it as.
Well, we go to school like twice a week. So.
Yeah. Connor needs school, and he would just pause. he's like, stay far. we go back to school, traditional.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever school
every day.
I think we only go for a week, and then it's spring break.
Every day.
I think it's spring break after this week.
2 weeks?
I think it's 2 weeks.
Well, this week got canceled. It's 1 week. No, it changes every week. Remember, Coach Wakefield's like, our schedule changes every week because they're doing it for 1 week, and then we go to spring break, and they'll evaluate it. So I'm pretty sure.
So can somebody look that up? I don't even know.
Fact check?
I'm pretty sure that, let's see, what should I look up? The Lebanon High School website?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, because you do it for a week, and then they evaluate it, and then they'll figure out after spring break.
I don't know. I just am not looking forward to waking up every day, like you said.
Oh, it's going to be bad.
Yeah, but we've been doing it for...
I'm just so used to
this year. I mean, what, 8 years
straight?
Yeah,
but I'm just so used to it now.
Yeah, probably more than that.
I love just waking up early and then getting to sleep in. Waking up early, sleeping
in. I know when I go to school Wednesday, I'm like, all right, I woke up early today. I can sleep till noon.
Exactly.
But don't you miss, like, seeing everybody?
No.
No.
If they mean that much, I will see them on my off.
Yeah,
days.
I guess you're right.
I'll make time.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. Yeah, it's going to be terrible going to school consecutive days. Like, I don't understand how we did it.
Yeah.
Like, we were different.
Like, 2 days? Yeah. Like, different. 2 days different in a row? Yeah.
That's great. That's ridiculous. 5 days.
Try five now.
Yeah, we're going from
now we're
2 days to five.
We need to just, like, work it in, like...
Yeah, like, three.
To three.
Days.
Yeah. Four the next week.
Yeah.
Maybe actually, next, like, 3 weeks. Actually not a bad idea, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I like that idea. They don't care how we feel about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, too bad we don't have a say in... Our school board.
Wish we did. That'd be awesome.
Our school board should be younger.
That would be pretty cool. Opinion. That would be pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about it.
Let's see. What's today's date? The 18th.
I think I think this was supposed to be this coming week was supposed to be the first week of traditional.
Yes, and then I think it was only 1 week.
I swear it's 2 weeks. I swear. I don't know. We get to we got to practice spring break anyways.
Yeah.
It's not going to go anywhere.
But we wouldn't have school because I don't think I can do full weeks of school 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I just don't want to wake up. That's
the main problem.
Yeah, I would have to concur. Waking up at like 9 a.m. was a tough one.
Yeah,
I agree. So, yeah, I'm about to go out of here and take a nap. I'm pretty tired.
I think I'm gonna go get.
No, I'm gonna go sledding. That's
yeah,
what I'm
maybe hit the slopes. Probably get some food. I'm absolutely starving. For those of you who tuned in, hopefully it's in the hundreds, thousands, the millions of you, millions of our listeners. We thank you for tuning in. Tune in next week. Our next week's guest is very progressive. He's three different races. Is he white? Is he black? Is he Asian?
You'll never know.
Find out next week on the 615 Guys podcast.
Perfect. Go look us up on Instagram, 615 Guys.
Absolutely. Make sure y'all go follow that. Yes. New updates and everything will be posted on there. Make sure y'all go check it out.
Give us a follow.
Absolutely. All right. See you guys later.